Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Dr. Gus Fauché. He's Vice President and Senior Macroeconomist at the PNC Financial Services Group, associated with PNC Bank, right, Gus?
Yeah.
So we're glad you're here. Thank you for being here with, bringing your survey. The PNC survey is of small business owners. You guys do this every month, don't you?
We do it twice a year.
Okay, I thought it was more of, I know what it is. I get some kind of a report from Stuart, your co-worker there, the head economist there at the PNC Bank. I get something from them every week, so I guess I thought it was more often than that.
Right. No, we do a lot of stuff, and we do a U.S. Economic Outlook that comes once a month, and you can find all of that.
That's probably what I get every month. And so,
yep.
Anyway, well, thank you for doing the survey of small business owners. And one of the things that I want to touch on is what you found out about what small business owners are saying about acquisition of capital. You touched on it a minute ago, and you rightly said that startups can't, and the truth is, Gus, startups have never been able to wander into a bank and get a business loan. Good times, bad times, that just doesn't happen. And they're going to have to use your own credit, your own resources, bootstrap it. But for established companies, established business, small businesses, what are they saying about their desire to acquire capital, growth capital, from a bank loan?
Well, that's pretty low. Only about 17% of companies are definitely going to take out a new loan or line of credit in the next 6 months. That's only up from 15% in the spring. So businesses are being cautious. Now, businesses are spending about 36% plan to increase technology spending over the next 6 months, and that's up sharply. So what that means is that businesses right now are financing that investment out of their profits rather than out of bank borrowing.
About 3 weeks ago, I polled my audience about that very thing, and I said, "If you're going to, for your next growth opportunity, how will you fund that growth?" And it was something like 75% said they would fund it with retained earnings and cash flow. Now, if there is a silver lining, Gus, in the Great Recession and all the things we've gone through since then, if there is a silver lining, isn't it that small business owners' balance sheets have got to, if they survived, by definition, the balance sheets look better today than they did 10 years ago? What do you think?
Absolutely. And we're seeing that across the economy, whether it's consumers, whether it's small businesses, whether it's big businesses, that their balance sheets are much stronger. And I think what that does mean is that when things pick up more strongly, that, they'll have that cash on hand to spend, and so that will be a positive for growth in the rest of this year and in 2015.
Well, and exactly. And as cash, here's another way that this silver lining gets bigger. As the economy picks up and grows, if we can ever convert from this modeling recovery into a full expansion, Gus, then the combination of a strong balance sheet that your bankers are going to like, and meaning they've got some critical mass, and your ability to loan them money should make for some real solid growth. What do you think?
Yes, and we are seeing signs of bank willingness to lend. I mean, if we look at surveys of banks, we are seeing some loosening of credit. It's still very tight compared to where it was before the recession, but there is some loosening there. And I think we will see further loosening, and so I think that businesses will be looking to spend and that banks will be looking to support that.
And we can thank the regulators for the tightening, too, can't we?
I think that's a large part of it. I think
never miss an opportunity to ding the regulators. You never miss. We have to do that. That's part of the fun we have around here. Okay, I want to move over to healthcare because you ask your respondents about healthcare. What are they thinking about the Affordable Care Act, about Obamacare?
Well, about two-thirds of them aren't sure how the Affordable Care Act applies to them, so I think that there's a lot of uncertainty.
More uncertainty.
And I think that's one of the things that is weighing on hiring. Obviously, there was a change in the employer mandate that was pushed back to 2015, so that's caused some questions for these small businesses. And then also, we did survey about their hiring plans, and the majority of small businesses don't expect the Affordable Care Act to have an impact on hiring, but we do have, a substantial minority, about 20-25%, who think that it will be a drag on their hiring over the next 6 months or so.
But the problem, Gus, is that it's another patch in the quilt of uncertainty that's laying over the economy right now, isn't it?
I think it is another facet of uncertainty. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty, and now you can throw Ebola on top of this. But uncertainty about what's going on with the global economy.
Mm-hmm.
We have gotten some more certainty about some things, but certainly there has been an inordinate amount of uncertainty out there. And I think that's one thing that's caused small businesses to be cautious.
Well, and the other thing we have to put into this thing, Gus, even the people who know what's going to happen to them with regard to Obamacare, they know it because their premiums have gone up and their coverage has gone down. That's not good.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not good since we live so close to our personal and our business finances are so close to commingling. That's rough, isn't it?
It is, and it's certainly something that's concerning small businesses.
Yeah. Hey, Gus, will you come back?
Certainly.
I've enjoyed having you here. Give us that website again, please.
Sure. PNC.com/economic report.
All right. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Dr. Gus Fauché, ladies and gentlemen, with PNC Bank. He did a great job, didn't he? He'll be back next time they do the survey. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.